USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is showing no signs of letting up on his pleas for a border wall. On Tuesday, President Trump took to Twitter and said, "Without a wall, our country can never have a border or national security." The president said, "With a wall or steel barrier, crime rates and drugs will substantially go down all over the United States." Chris Cabrera is a border agent. He tells Fox News the president is accurate.
And what these barriers do, the fence, the wall, whatever they want to call it today, what that does is it funnels the traffic away from the neighborhoods, away from the communities, and into areas where it's safer for the community, safer for the agents, and safer for the people we're trying to apprehend.
The Los Angeles Unified School District and the teachers' union have reached an agreement. Teachers will need to vote on the deal before heading back to the classroom. The vote is expected for Tuesday, and if everything goes well, the teachers will be back in the classrooms on Wednesday. The teacher strike lasted 1 week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
More and more federal workers are beginning to feel the heat from the partial government shutdown, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The partial federal government shutdown began exactly a month ago today, and the longer it goes on, the more it appears TSA workers are calling in sick in greater and greater numbers. This TSA worker at the Miami International Airport telling NBC News,
"I showed up and another lead showed up, and only three officers showed up. And on that shift, you're supposed to have, at maximum, give or take, 16 officers."
The Supreme Court is allowing the Pentagon to start enforcing the Trump administration's transgender ban. The order allows a limit on transgender military service while the issue plays out in the lower courts. The Supreme Court may not review the order until sometime next year. And singer Chris Brown is under arrest in Paris on suspicion of rape. French police say Brown and two other men were detained on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Texas pastor Romero Pena has been one of President Trump's most prominent Hispanic evangelical supporters and advisors since the 2016 presidential campaign. He was with President Trump down on the border last week and tells Fox News why the president is doing what he can and why the president needs to secure our borders.
There are many in the media that are saying this is a manufactured crisis all of a sudden. Multiple voices are saying that, and to bring truth to that misconception, many of us that are involved firsthand with the crisis need to speak to it, because the untold human suffering that's taking place really has hit a fever pitch. And it's been going on long before the president became a president of the United States. And in fact, Barack Obama called it a humanitarian crisis.
The pastor also has a message for everyone in Washington, D.C.
Well, it should be obvious to any reasonable person that the criminal element openly and freely coming across our border, where we have effectively open borders, needs to be stopped. The drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the arms that are coming across making our communities more violent, needs to be curtailed. And I just don't understand why any reasonable person would not want to put a stop to that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.